My father, Gaita Marfa, was a real entrepreneur. It all started in 1851 when he set up shop as a knitting and hosiery producer in the Camiral. It was a sector he already knew. My grandfather had been producing stockings since 1815. The entrepreneurial spirit runs in the blood. Although he could have stayed in the family business, he instead chose to work as a salesman in La Habana before opening up his own business. At first, he only had 6 manual looms making socks and stockings. They were the Mataro Weaver's best-selling products at the time, but a small workshop wasn't enough for my father. He dreamed of being a great factory owner, but how could he increase production? The obvious way was by investing in machinery. Tenacious by nature, he didn't stop until he procured the new technology sweeping the industry in England and France. By 1872, Can Marfa was a pioneer in mechanizing the weaving process and installing modern steam engines to power the lines of machines. It all happened fairly quickly. By the company's 30th anniversary, all the manual looms had been replaced by 22 lines of machines and 3 circular looms. We were, without a doubt, the best-equipped factory in Mataró. By the way, the machines were run by women. Female workers, as my father would tell the younger businessmen, were better qualified for working the looms and the sewing machines. They were cheaper and less conflictive, although the truth is, the workers in Mataró have always been less problematic than their counterparts in Barcelona. I was forgetting. In the 1860s, my father also introduced flannel fabrics, warmer and ideal for undershirts and long johns. It was a great success. For him, modernity wasn't an obstacle. It was a challenge, even though at the time, making changes wasn't easy. To be able to produce the flannel fabrics, he required a royal decree signed by King Alfonso XII himself, as he would always tell me when I visited his office. He would even show me the signed document.